A group of scientists from the University of Tasmania and the CSIRO are on a 54-day trip to the Pacific nation of Tonga to learn more about submarine volcanoes. The research will highlight the impacts of the 2022 eruption of Tonga's underwater Hunga volcano, which devastated marine ecosystems within 100 kilometres of the site. The WISE contributor from Tune FM, Ash Taylor, spoke with chief scientist and volcanologist from the University of Tasmania, Associate Professor Rebecca Carey.
Currently, we are offshore Hunga volcano, and we're mapping the seafloor. So we're a group of 22 scientists. There's an additional 20 staff from the CSIRO who are supporting this voyage. And then there's another 20 or so crew that includes the master of the ship, and they're facilitating our science on board CSIRO's RV investigator.
And so you're chief scientist on the vessel as well. Those duties look like?
Yeah, so as chief scientist, I'm responsible for making sure that the science objectives that were pitched in the proposal get completed to our best available opportunity. And so we have about four themes that we're focused on in terms of the scientific objectives. The first theme is to understand how this eruption happened. This eruption in 2022 was extremely powerful. It was probably the most powerful eruption in over a century, and our current numerical models to understand this explosive power don't really help us to understand it so far. So the record of this eruption is mostly on the seabed. And so we're using the RV investigator and the diverse tools on board, such as dredges to dredge rocks out of the seafloor and coring type equipment to core the sediment structure, in order to collect data that will help inform our understanding of how this eruption occurred. The second aim of the research voyage is to resurvey the biological communities that sit around Hunga. Aim number three is where this eruption produced these underwater ground-hugging currents that were full of sediment. And these sediments were so powerfully travelling along the seabed that they cut the communication cables that connect Tonga to the world. So Tonga was isolated for about 3 weeks.
And so it sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of varied things happening. Is this your first time visiting and studying the Hunga volcano?
Yes, it's my first time, but we've got a science party on board that have studied this eruption and this volcano on previous voyages funded by the New Zealand government. We've also got a Tonga Geological Services staff member on board who's helping us to inform the eruption history of Tonga and also some of our operations that we're undertaking. And we've also got some geophysicists on board who have studied this eruption using remote sensing approaches, so satellites, for example, or sound waves in the ocean or the atmosphere.
I mean, it sounds like absolutely fascinating. Does the volcano still exist? Does that island that was there still exist? Is it active?
It's a really good question. So in a lot of the satellite images, you see pictures of the So the volcano is a very big volcano. It's like as big as Mount Fuji or Mount Ruapehu in New Zealand, but we're only seeing the very top part of the rim. There are pictures before the eruption and after the eruption. And before the eruption, the exposed part of the rim was much larger than it is after the eruption. And you sort of see those pictures and you think, oh, yeah, there's a bit of the volcano missing. But we've been sailing, the investigator, in and around those islands, and now we have the sense of scale. Now, those islands are absolutely massive in size, and as we see them now, and two-thirds, and they're only a third of the size that they were before the eruption. And I think the whole science party has just got new understanding that this eruption was able to move these big blocks of island more than 20 kilometres away from the volcano itself, which is just...
What are some of the challenges of studying an underwater volcano?
The wonderful thing about our research ship, the RV Investigator, is that it has a variety of different systems such that we can traverse or mow the lawn, as we call it, across the ocean, and we can map the sea floor. And some of those systems can give us resolution of 16 metres, meaning we need a feature of 16 metres big to see it. But we've also got systems in place where we can get 1 metre scale resolution. So the combination of those sensors means that we have a really accurate map of the seafloor, and that map will inform our understanding of where the eruption products went.
Associate Professor Rebecca Carey from the University of Tasmania there, speaking with TuneFM's Ash Taylor.